start early. It'll turn 7 when it comes.
158.
Doug's probably antsy up there since I already stood up here. Give him a minute to get it turned off.
We're glad to be here. Appreciate everybody coming out tonight. Good crowd. Pastor's a little under the weather, so let's pray for him tonight. But we appreciate everybody for being here. And we'll ask everybody if you would to stand. I ask Andrew if he would to open us up in prayer.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good to be in the Lord's house this evening. Thankful that Jesus loves me. We've heard that song, probably every one of us, since we were just itty-bitty. But I'm glad that it's better now that I'm older. I didn't understand it way back then, but I understand it now, and I'm thankful for it. We asked everybody that would stand. Anybody with an unspoken request this evening, remember all them. Anybody with a spoken? Remember that. If not, we'll ask Hayden to lead us in prayer. Seems like we got a whole lot of sick people around us, and for church, I was reading about Naaman, and he was a leper, and he went down there and met up with Elisha, and Elisha sent his servant out there to him, and told him to go dip in Jordan 7 times, Billy Ray. And he was mad that Elisha didn't come out there and some great thing. He said, ain't the rivers where I'm from as good as Jordan? And his servants told him, he said, if he would have told you to go do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? And I got to thinking, why, Lord, why when He wants to save you. He just wants you to do something simple. He wants you to just obey him. And when old Naaman obeyed the Lord, he got clean. And I'm thankful for that this evening. Anybody with a song or testimony? Pray for Matt.
Pray for me. Thank God for saving my soul, putting me in this church. There came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. It filled their hearts with singing and gave them peace within. The Master gave this promise: the Spirit will descend, and from your inner being a river with no end. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to these waters, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There came a thirsty woman who was drawing from a well. Her life was ruined and wasted. Her soul was bound for hell. But then she met the Master, who told of her great sin. And if you'll drink this water, you'll never thirst again. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with His great love. Come to the water, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry.
Take that song. Pray for them as they come.
here today, down on my knees, trying to find my way. There's a mountain ahead that I can't move. Lord, I need a little help from you. I know there's a reason that I can't see to be in this place. So I look to thee. Some pray their mountains will be moved away, but Lord, I want to learn from you today. Don't move the mountain. Teach me to pray. Help me learn while I'm on my way. I know it won't be easy, and it might take some time. Lord, give me strength. Help me climb. When I reach the top and look behind, I'll see all the lessons learned on the climb. And when your spirit will allow me to, I'll tell the whole world just how you led me through. Don't move the mountain. Teach me to pray. Help me learn while I'm on my way. I know it won't be easy, and it might take some time. Lord, give me strength. Help me climb. I know it won't be easy, and it might take some time. Give me strength. Lord, help me
take that song. Anyone else got a song or testimony? Pray for Taylor and Katie.
You just pray for us. We don't want to get in the way. I love it when God puts Jesus Loves Me on my heart. I love being able to sing it. I know it's a kid's song and we put it that way, but man, the words to it. Jesus loves me, this I know. And he put this song on my heart as we were singing that. I'm no longer an orphan. I'm thankful that I've been adopted into God's family. So you just pray for us and we'll do our best. Once my clothes were ragged, the world looked down on me. I had no hope for tomorrow, nor for eternity. But then grace came with mercy and heard this orphan's plea. And now I've been adopted. From bondage I've been set free. And now I'm no longer an orphan, for someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered. My family is royalty. I came so empty-handed, no place to call my home, and no one to really love me. Oh, but now look what I own. I'm feasting on the manna that flows from God on high, and there is no shortage. There is a best supply, and now I'm no longer an orphan, for someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered. My family is royalty. I'm no longer an orphan, for Jesus has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered. My family is royalty.
Thankful for that good song. This time I feel like turning it back over to Blaine.
Sure, good to be here. Appreciate all the good songs. I was thinking as Taylor and Katie were singing that, I got to hear Reagan Riddle and the Primitive Quartet. Reagan wrote that song, and we got to hear them at a bluegrass convention a few years ago before they retired. And he told the story about writing that song, and he said his son and daughter-in-law adopted a little girl from Russia, and she was in just terrible conditions, and they went there several times to, you know, go through all the due diligence they had to and fill out the paperwork, and they would meet her and they would see her, but they couldn't bring her home. And they would come back home and they would prepare, they got her room prepared and they got her clothes ready and just tried to get everything exactly right for her. And they went back and they finally got to pick her up. And she came out, and she had just a little, like a garbage bag, a plastic bag, and they opened it up thinking maybe it was some clothes, and she just had the clothes that she was wearing, and she had cut up with some scissors just some little paper dolls to play with, and that was all she had. And they brought her home, and they were so excited to get to take her into her room and give her all of the things that they had accumulated for the clothes and the toys and a bedroom and a home that loved her. And he told that story, and he said God impressed him as they watched that's how God is with us. He's got all of this great stuff prepared for us, and he loves us so much, and he's just wanting us just to accept that great gift, the salvation that he has for us. And I thought, wow, what a great story that, and what a great song. And he was able to put that those words to that and express that. I don't guess I'll ever forget that. I've got a picture of it in my mind, but it's not the, you know, the exact thing that happened. But I know what God did for me, and he wants to do something like that for somebody tonight. He loves you that much. He wants to adopt you into his family, and what a great opportunity. So we appreciate being here. We've got these young men here, and I don't know who feels like preaching, But any of you are welcome. I'm sure not going to preach. I'll tell you that right now. So any of you are welcome. So if you've got something, come on. And if more than one of you feels like preaching, that's fine too. But whoever feels like it. If I don't know if there's any men in the back that I'm not seeing, but whoever's got it on your heart, come on. There's a good spirit here. I think somebody needs to preach, but like I said, I know it ain't me. So if you got it, come on. All right, I'll go down the line here. Andrew's coming. Let's pray for him. That's good. Appreciate him.
I'm pretty nervous. I really didn't have anything when I walked in. And I'm not real sure that I got anything right now, but we'll find out, I guess. As long as God's in it, that's what matters. So, I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful for what I can feel. And I'm thankful I'm no longer an orphan. And I'm thankful that His love lighted the way. Taylor knows that's my favorite song. It gets me every time. And, I just imagined myself in the darkness when I wasn't saved. Just wandering around. And then I saw a little light. And I ran towards it. And then He lighted the way for me. Thank God for the light. But you pray for me. I just got a little thought. I might not be real long. I'm going to turn to Matthew 15. Those that were in our Sunday school class, you probably know exactly where I'm going. I'll give you a second to turn there. I'm going to start probably about verse number 3. I haven't read this in about a week, so you bear with me. It said, "But he answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother. And he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thou have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth the man. And read right down here at 13. Every plant which my Father, my Heavenly Father, hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." And I'm going to get a drink of water here real quick. I thought about the mother and the father. And growing up, we were always told to honor our father and our mother. And I remember a couple times that I wasn't very nice to my mother. And that's when the father stepped in. There's a couple times where I got a little mouthy. And my dad stepped in and he took care of it. Because he loved me. And I was thinking about that father and mother. It says, honor thy father and thy mother. The father's up above, that's God. But the mother's the church. And they were talking about the Jewish law. And that Jewish law said that you need to take care of the mother and the father once they get older. And Jesus was talking about when people would come in, they didn't want to take care of their father and their mother anymore. There were some priests that went astray. And they would give them a gift. And that gift would signify that they were free. They could go do what they want now. They didn't need to take care of their father and mother anymore. They didn't have to take care of them. They didn't have to look after them. All they had to do is give a gift, and they could walk away free. And I thought about that. How many times have I come to church and I haven't honored the father? I haven't honored the mother. I put my money in the plate. And I said, here it is. I hope we have a good service. That's not honoring the father and the mother. We need money to make this place run, but the church isn't the building. I say that a lot, it seems like. We need to honor God. We need to honor the mother of the church. The church needs you. Where you been? Have you just been putting the money in the plate, showing up, saying, I'm here. God, I hope Taylor and Katie sing. I hope Andrew preaches. I hope Terry gets up here. Have you been participating? God didn't call us to just put the money in the plate. He called us to worship Him. He sent His Son on a cross to take a beating for us. Not just a beating. I was reading Psalms 22 this week. And it talked about His heart being waxed. And it talked about Him dying on the cross. That was long before He died on the cross. But I remember that spear that went in His side and the water came out. That only happens when you've been beaten so bad that your muscles start getting rid of the water that you have in you. If you think it was a light beating and He just hung on the cross and died, you're wrong. He took a beating all week. I read about Him all week and I felt that beating in my heart. He did that for me and you. He died on the cross. He did miracles in front of everybody, but that wasn't the most important part. He healed the blind. He healed the sick. But that was just to get your attention. He died on a cross that so we didn't have to go to hell. Boy, hell's real. If you don't think it is, close your eyes. You'll feel it. Go to bed when you're not saved. You'll feel the heat. God did something for me and you where we didn't have to go to a place called hell. Thank God for a church that isn't in it for the money. Thank God for a pastor that doesn't show up just for the money. Thank God for these men up here, these deacons, that ain't in it for the money. They're here to see their people saved. They're here that when your kids grow up, they can come to an altar of prayer. They can bow down before God and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm here to get saved. I don't want to go to hell. Thank God for this church. And thank God for Easter. Easter may not be this Sunday. You know, I don't know what the exact day Easter was. But I know down in my heart that there was a day that God got, or Jesus got crucified on that cross for you and me. I know it wasn't much, but thank God for what He's given us. Thank God how lucky we are to have this place for the people in it and for the reason that we show up. There's not too many places that come straight out of this book. If you don't believe what's in here, just look to the cross. I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm going to turn back over to Blaine.
Appreciate Andrew, appreciate good message, and a great example that we can be doing what looks like the right things. We can be, and I have, I'll just tell on me, I've come to church, sat right there, you know, got up, put money in the plate, like he was saying, shook hands with everybody, and just be completely out of place, if you understand what I mean. It's the heart. It's the heart. And he just a great job of explaining that, so appreciate that so much. I don't have it on my heart to give an invitation. I don't care if somebody does. I'm glad if somebody did, but I don't have it on my heart. But I wonder if anybody else has anything before we would come to a close tonight. Pray for Brother Carl.
Yeah.
It's in the 61st chapter of Isaiah and the 10th verse. And says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. That happened in my life in 1956. And it's got better. As the years go by, it's got better because I'm closer to home. Me and my wife was talking just the other day, and both of us agreed it'd be real nice just to go on and be with Jesus if it wasn't for our family. I don't want to leave my family and my friends. So I want to stay here as long as I can. But heaven's looking sweeter all the time. It's good to be here tonight.
Appreciate that. Good scripture. Appreciate Brother Carl. Anybody else have anything at all in your heart? Let's pray for them while they come sing.
I appreciate being here. I appreciate this service and what I felt. I thought on this song earlier, and it wasn't time to sing it, and I thought, well, Lord just brought it to my memory, and it wasn't for tonight. And the way the service went on, I thought, Bob, I don't want to get up and sing now. But I want to keep enjoying this service, and I want to enjoy it when I get home even. But this song, we've sung it a lot. It's Ain't It Good. But I've thought about this through this service, Blaine. There's troubles and there's trials for all of us. Saved, lost, it don't matter where you're at in your life, there's troubles down here. But more importantly than that, Bob, when I was lost and on my way to a place called hell, boy, there's no better time once he saved me to be able to say, Ain't It Good? Ain't it good? Because it'll take me on over. That fear of death and hell, he put all behind me. We might dread this natural death. I want to live and be with my kids and grandkids and family and friends, but I'm not afraid of where I'm going. That fear is gone. He took it from me. And I appreciate being here. You pray for us.
How do you tell of a healer who fixes both body and mind, cleanses the leper, lifts up the lame, restores sight to the blind? The multitude crowded to touch him, just the hem of his garment would do. By faith every need was provided, one touch and made them like new. Ain't it good to know about Jesus, that his blood washes whiter than snow? Ain't it good to sing of his power, to illuminate sin darkened soul? Story forever, and it never be told like it should. For a lack of a way to describe it, I just have to say, ain't it good?
I too have tasted the measure of mercy pure and divine. My old tattered garments were filthy, my sin black and heart dark as night. But I met him at an old-fashioned altar where he touched me and made me brand new. You may even doubt he is able, but I know he'll do the same thing for you. Ain't it good to know about Jesus, that his blood washes whiter than snow? Ain't it good to sing of his power to illuminate sin-darkened souls? I can tell the grand story forever, and it never be told like it should. For a lack of a way to describe it, I just have to say, ain't it good? It, I just have to say, ain't it good?
Appreciate that song. Anyone else? Enjoyed the service. Appreciate everybody for being here. Don't forget, we have sunrise service this Sunday at 6:30. We'll have Sunday school at 10, church at 11, church at 6. So remember all those. If everyone's satisfied, we'll ask you to stand. Bill said there's a fifth Saturday night meeting Saturday. It's at Samaria. Brother Levi will be preaching. That's at 5 o'clock. Mom's got an announcement.
An announcement, but it's also a praise report. And I know, I think it was 12 years ago that Terry was diagnosed with CLL. And he's battled that, and you all know that. And the last blood work that he had done came back that he is in total remission. And so I wanted to thank everyone for your prayers, and that his oncologist in Columbus was just amazed. But we know where that came from. So I want to thank you all. You all can probably tell he's been feeling better, jumping around here and preaching. He's got a little stomach bug, but that's not his issue right now with the cancer. So we don't know what tomorrow holds, but I want to thank everyone for your prayers for him and me.
Appreciate that. Ask Brother Ethan to dismiss us in prayer.
Father, Lord God, I thank you for this service. God, the message that went out tonight, Lord, in good spirit. God, I just beg you, Lord, if you grant an opportunity, Lord, if any they've called, the God of Spirit continue to call on some, God, to know their great need, Lord, to turn to you before this tournament's over. God, just continue to be with them, Lord, and help us, God, as we go into the week, Lord, to shine our lights to those around us. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for the grace, Lord, that you extend unto us.
Man.